nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry better, more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today, I'm bringing back my friend Corey Sullivan, and we're going to talk about camp trips, specifically about what you can be doing right now to be preparing for those camp trips. What are some tips and tricks that I and Corey have learned over the years about how to make sure that your camp trip is a successful one? Because let's just be honest, I've made a bunch of mistakes over the years, and some of them more recently than others. And so no matter how many years of ministry that you've been in, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to have failures, but you can always learn from them. So today we're passing on some of the things that we've learned over the years. So I hope you enjoy it as Corey and I today talk about preparing for camp trips. All right, with me right now is Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you doing?
Hey, I got a question. When can I start getting my name in, like, the title slides of, like, the producers of this podcast? Hey, is that ever going to happen if I get those rights yet?
See, you always this is the thing I always fear about inviting you on to join me, is that you're going to one day want to take over this podcast.
Listen, well, I'm not going to take it over. It's not like it's Serial here, you know what I mean?
Serial's awesome.
I know. I'm not going to take it over.
Okay, well, thinking listen, bigger. I don't even have my name on the podcast. I just introduced myself as Tom Pounder. It's the YM Sidekick Podcast, not the Tom Pounder Podcast. But, okay. But you could be a co-host, you know. I mean,
I did give you a cool boxing nickname earlier.
Wait.
Tom, pound for pound, Pounder.
Oh, jeez. Okay, whatever. Okay, let's
irrelevant.
Yeah, no, let's get into this deal. We're talking about camps, and not necessarily planning for camps of sorts. Well, actually, yeah, we are talking about planning. Yeah. Planning for camps.
What are you talking about?
I was trying to think of a cool way to say this, but
no, we're exactly talking about what are you doing to prepare for your camps and your trips coming up.
Hey, that was better. I'm going to use that as our title. What are you doing to prepare for your camp trips coming up? Now, and let's give them a little exclusion here. We're not talking about mission trips here.
Yeah, if you were planning an overseas mission trip for the summer of 2016...
You're really late in the ball game.
You're late in the ball game.
And you're probably not going to happen.
And you should probably plan for the summer of 2017 at this point.
Yeah, because overseas is a whole different ball game. If you want to do a local mission trip, some of the stuff could apply to you.
Yeah, that's a lot different. But overseas is a whole new ballpark with the additional cost into that.
Yeah. So as over the course of your student ministry year, you will probably go on a few different trips. Well, some of them will be longer. Some of them will be just a weekend. But what Corey and I wanted to share with you guys today is just some helpful tips of what you can be doing to successfully prepare for your trip and make sure it's a win on all levels. Because I've done trips before where it's been a win for the students, but we ended up losing over $1,000 because I made a critical error.
Yeah, we'll talk about that critical error and what I've tried to do to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Corey, let's start things off. What can you be doing right now to be preparing for trips?
Well, really, you need to be identifying what trip you want to go on and where it is, and identifying, you know, how you're going to get there, where you're going to stay, is there cost for food, and determining the overall expense in the same word in a combined, for that trip overall. And so that should be kind of step one.
Yeah, you identify the trip as saying, what is it? Is it a discipleship trip? Is it an outreach trip? What is the focus of your trip? And then once you do that, once you're able to identify that, you kind of find it, you know, and find out where is it.
And always over guess on the cost. Like, think about, sometimes we forget that there's certain taxes in certain states. You forget about certain hidden fees here and there for different things.
Like if you're getting a hotel, you forget about the hotel tax.
Yeah, okay. For multiple years.
For multiple years, or this has happened to me before, or you are staying two nights in a hotel and you only book for, you book for both nights, but you only charge the kids for one. So yeah,
I think this podcast is basically all of our learning experiences from the past few years, because you also want to make sure that you register with the conference in a timely manner.
Yes, you make sure you register, because I, Tom Pounder, have just assumed that we were going, and I did not register the trip. I knew in my mind we were going, but I just didn't let the group know that we were coming too. So, again, so these are important details. I mean, we joke about them, but, I mean, it does happen. It happened to me. So make sure you know where you're going, what the purpose is, but then you have all the stuff. And, again, Corey outlined it. You know, transportation. How are you going to get there? Is it a bus or is it vehicles? Is it an airplane? Like, how are you going to get them? And factor in a budget overestimate, I would say. Don't go crazy, but overestimate.
A big thing, too, in factoring cost is, you need to identify, like, your target goal for this trip of kids. Something I've been learning lately is to make it big. Make it something bigger than you have before. Make it something bigger that it's God has shown up for you mm-hmm. by this. Yeah. And so in doing that, you're identifying leaders, but with the leader thing, how are you helping them pay for the trip and incorporating that into your cost?
Yeah.
I try and honor my leaders that way, but by not having them pay, especially for smaller trips, and only paying some of the grander total. That way I can honor my leaders with their time and ability to be there.
Yeah, if you can do whatever it takes, these leaders are often volunteers, and they're taking time off of their jobs to come and spend a weekend or a week with you. So a great way to honor them is by paying some, if not all, of the trip for them. And again, depending on your financial situation, it varies. But cost is a very big deal because, again, it means the most if you're going to break even or if you're going to lose a lot of money. I mean, you shouldn't really profit off of a trip.
You shouldn't intentionally try and profit off of this in any way.
Yeah, so then once you figure out the trip and you've outlined where you're going, you want to target the kids as well. I mean, so if it's a discipleship trip, you don't want to be taking a bunch of non-believers there on that trip. I mean, it could be a good thing for them, but again, make sure that if you're going on a outreach trip, you got kids who are inviting their friends to it. If you got a discipleship trip, make sure you got kids who are ready to take that next step in their faith in it as well. So, Corey, what else would you add to it?
I'm really making sure you're targeting those kids, especially getting some key leading kids signed up quick and spreading the word out. You know, even doing something, hey, you sign up a friend or two and all that. And then making sure they're getting the word out and signing up some of their friends along with them.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with the publicizing of the events. For kids, you want to, Corey's great at this, but just designing some nice social media images where you don't give them a whole bunch of information, but you give them just enough that they'll say, okay, on February 28th, 29th, and 30th, or actually there is no February 30th, but on February whatever, on these dates, we're going here, it's going to cost me this much money, Mom and Dad, I want to go to this. Yeah. Now that's important for the kids to know. You give them the social media images and so forth.
But hey, here's a freebie for you guys too out there. It's a couple of cool apps I've been playing with lately to do just that. And sorry to interrupt your time.
No.
But definitely is this app called Retype, R-E-T-Y-P-E, and our favorite WordSwag.
Yeah.
Those are two ones that I've been using a lot. I've actually gotten a lot of other student ministries asking, hey, what are you using? We don't have our own graphic guy, but I look like a genius when I can throw some of these things together.
You do. And actually, right now, for the next few weeks, I do believe, Retype is free if you are a Starbucks card customer and you have the Starbucks app. They give you free downloads every now and then. Retype is one of them. I only discovered that after I bought the app, so it was kind of a bummer. But you want to publicize with the social media images there for the kids. But for the parents, you need to give them details. They want to know specific information, where you're going, where you're staying, who's going with you, what are the rules, what are the dress codes. They need to know as much information as possible so they can effectively make a wise decision for their family.
I'd also share with parents what they can expect their kids to be learning or doing. Share with them a story of how this trip has impacted a student before. That's something I've been doing this year, is sharing just some of these cool stories of how a certain trip has impacted a kid, who has impacted his family, who has impacted his school and community through going to this trip, and saying, hey, you never know what this one trip can do for your kid. And so challenging parents and saying that this is a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, and you can do that a variety of different ways. Again, with the use of technology and so forth, you know, with you can share it in just a email out to them, or you can even come up with a video of how life has been a change. Corey, what else would you add to what should you be preparing? What should you be doing to get ready for your camp trip?
Definitely for some things that are a little bit more pricey, different ways to fundraise. You should have 3 or 4 different fundraisers planned in your back pocket, ready to go. Something, to be honest, that has been really successful for us is just a simple car wash. It's old school. It's super easy. Cost to put one on is minimum, and we get a lot of turnout. You know, we don't even ask, you know, for a set price. We ask for donations, mm-hmm. and that simple trick allows us to get sometimes quite a bit of turnout from people and them supporting us to go on these trips.
Yeah, we've really knocked it out of the park with these car washes, because we do them after a Sunday service. So after every one of our services, as people are leaving, we're out there. We've got our signs. We've been promoting it throughout the day during church. And they'll come in, and as they're leaving to go home, they line up, and it's awesome to see how many.
And we set it up just strategically, and kids can wash a car, dry a car, in about 30 seconds. So just boom, boom, get them in and get them out.
Yeah. So that's an important one. And again, this kind of goes along with just sharing information with parents. But as you continue to get closer and closer to your trip, you really want to be communicating over and over, I would say over communicate to the parents as much as possible, and let them know, hey, we're 60 days out of the trip. Right now your balance is blank and you owe so much money for the trip, and make sure that you're looking at this, or make sure you're getting this. You know, just as much information as you can give parents as they're leading up to the event, because they may have signed up for the trip in December or January and then not heard anything for a month or two. They might be wondering, well, wait, are we still going on this? So the more communication you can continue to give to the parents once their child is signed up is the better. So, Corey, as we kind of wrap things up on just some things to be doing as you're preparing for a trip, what are some other things that you might want to be able to do?
We need to get into it, but definitely encouraging prayer. How can you be intentional with your leaders to getting them to be praying for this trip, for a friend of theirs to be leading alongside them? Encouraging the staff to pray along with you, parents to pray with you, and really just cover this thing and have God's blessing in all this trip and preparing it. It's key. Pray before you leave as a group. Pray in the car. All sorts of stuff. Definitely covering that aspect of it. It's not just a trip or a vacation. This is defined by God and their relationship with Jesus. So they need to have that incorporated.
Yeah. And again, if you can even do, you know, periodic prayer meetings, I would strongly recommend that. I'll just share one story. When I was working back with Young Life and we were preparing for a summer camp trip, the leaders and I, we dedicated every Thursday afternoon for a half hour to meet together in my office to pray. And we prayed because we had a target. We wanted to get a certain amount of kids to come. But the reality is we didn't know that many kids. I mean, we knew kids, but we didn't know how we were going to get over 100 kids to come to this camp trip. And so we just said, we're going to give it over to God. And God brought over 100 kids, well over 100 kids for us. And we were blown away by God's greatness. And that trip transformed so many kids' lives that year. And so the more you can be in prayer, the more intentionally you can be about praying together as a group, especially the leaders who are going on the trip, once you have them finalized, get together and be praying, because the more you can be praying about this, I do believe the better your trip is going to be. So, all right, well, those are some tips that we've been processing and working through on our own.
And messing up and fixing.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks, Corey. I really appreciate you joining me again tonight.
Yep. The Corey and Tom Show.
Yes.
YM Sidekick. The Tom and Corey Show.
YM Sidekick featuring Tom and Corey. We could maybe do something like that. We'll talk about it later. All right, Corey, thanks for joining me.
Yep. See you, bud.
All right, so there you have it, some tips on what you can be doing to be getting ready for camp trips coming up. And I would just say I cannot emphasize strong enough about constantly keeping updated on your status for that trip. For instance, if you made a reservation for 30 or 40 kids to go to a camp trip and you're getting close to that 30 or 40 limit, make sure you can get more spots if you need it, or else you're going to have to cut it off. So definitely make sure that you're constantly updating yourselves on what's happening and how many kids are signing up, because it will affect your transportation, it will affect your overall camp trip, and it would cause you to lose money if you end up not budgeting right. So make sure you constantly are checking the updates on that. So there you have it, some tips on how to get ready for trips. Again, hopefully you guys are well within your trip planning process. But if not, hopefully these will be an encouragement to you to get working on some things coming up. Also, if you have any thoughts or tips that you have learned over the years in taking camp trips that we did not mention, please share them. Hit us up at YM Sidekick or at TA Pounder. Love to hear what you do to get ready for your camp trips that have made them successful. And also, if you've enjoyed the podcast, if you enjoyed this episode, please go on iTunes, subscribe to it, and even rate us and say all the great things that you love about this podcast. I would really appreciate it. So, all right, everyone. Well, I hope that you guys have a great rest of the day, and I will talk to you next week.